Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday's service and message, partakers of his consolation. To console has many aspects of to comfort. Comfort and console have many qualities in common. Both words have as an objective to make one feel good or better than they might otherwise be. And while comfort can be used more appropriately in a physical sense, console is used more appropriately in a spiritual or mental sense. People can be hurting when there is nothing physically wrong with them or causing them any pain. The hurt is in their mind and spirit. Humans have the capacity to feel things that can't be touched. These things are often called emotions. Emotions range the gamut from joy, love, and happiness to anger, hate, and despair. While none of these emotions can be seen, heard, smelled, tasted, or touched with our senses, they exist and are as real to us as anything that we can physically sense. They are somewhat like the wind. We can see the results of the wind and feel the wind, but we can't see the wind because it is colorless. We can see the results of emotions and feel the results of them, but they have no shape or form or color like the wind. Because of the things and the relationships we experience and have, we can experience and have emotions that negatively impact our lives and the lives of others. These emotions cause us to hurt and experience pain. Pain that is not derived from an outside physical force against our body, but pain that is just as real and hurts nonetheless. We try many measures and techniques and substances to ease or take away the feeling and hurt we have. Many of them end up making the situation worse for both ourselves and others. Nor do they provide the permanent solution and eradication of the source of the pain. The feeling of loss remains, of anger remains, of despair, of disappointment, of heartache, of bitterness, of guilt, of shame, of rejection, and I could go on and on. Consolation removes these feelings by replacing them with something that neutralizes their effects. God, our Creator and Savior, gives us something to replace those emotions that hurt us and give us consternation and pain. Emotions that take away our ability to experience the fullness of the joy of life which He gave us. God offers us something that we can't get from anywhere else. He gives us peace and assurance that as bad as something may seem and feel, He shall and will make it better by trusting Him. He says to us to let it go and give it all to Him by trusting His plan for our lives. No matter what the loss, the pain, the suffering, the despair, the disappointment, He says, allow Him to console us. Allow Him to give us something in replace of what we feel and see. This is a cruel world because people are in need of consolation for all the things we feel inside that bother us and cause us pain and suffering. But our Creator is standing by to take it all away by replacing it with the consolation only He is able to provide. You can hear the entire sermon again by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our latest Sunday school, missions, and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School lesson. And don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.